Hello.
Hello, is this Kendra?
This is.
Hi, Kendra. This is Stoner Jesus. You're live in the air. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for coming on the show, first of all.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Obviously, I was just telling my audience you became internet famous through the event in the college library. How did you get started camming in the first place?
I was just complaining to my friend that I was tired of putting in all these applications and no one was calling me back, and I didn't know why anyone would want to hire me. And so then they mentioned camming to me because they knew girls that had done it, and basically just told me that you just sign up and that you don't really have to do an interview process or anything, and most people get accepted, and then that you make a ton of money having a lot of. So I signed up, and then I got accepted after a few days, and then just started camming, and I've loved it ever since.
Hell yeah. So how'd you get the idea for to do the library in the first place?
Someone on cam actually gave me that idea. I was just sitting there, and they told me that if I wanted more viewers or like more money, I should go someplace interesting. And they said like a Starbucks, and I knew everyone would know at a Starbucks. And so then I just thought of the library, thought that it would be easy to like get away with and stuff, and it was. And so I just packed up my stuff and went.
So how did you find out? I take it that the video got out there, and I guess the quote unquote the wrong people saw it, and that's how you got in trouble. How'd you find out about that?
Oh, I was sitting there. I was just sitting downstairs with my friend. We were watching YouTube videos of Key and Peele. And I kept getting all these friend requests on Facebook, and normally like I get a lot of friend requests, but it was just the notifications would not stop. And it was getting really annoying. And so I went and looked, and it was all frat boys that had added me. So then I was like, okay, like my video is probably getting around to all of them. And so all of them are seeing it. And looked on social media and stuff like that. Everyone was just blowing up about Library Girl, and just started blowing me up. And then I realized that it was, you know, starting to get a lot bigger than I knew, like I ever thought it would. So
wow.
It just like randomly happened one night.
So what happens after that? Do the authorities contact you somehow?
Yeah, so people started saying I was getting arrested, and I was like, no, I'm not. I'm sitting at home. And then, of course, like I went on cam to start, and I got like an unknown number calling me, and like it was the cop that started asking me all these questions.
Wow.
And they wanted to come and talk to me, so I said that they could, and then he just asked me all these questions, and I talked too much, of course, because I get nervous around cops. And then they just, you know, just charged me with it, gave me my citation, and then cop was really nice, actually. He gave me his card and told me that no matter what happened, like, I don't deserve to be bullied or anything, so if I ever need anything, to call him, and just went on his way.
Well, that's pretty cool. So what ended up happening with the case? Did it get wrapped up, or is there still more to do?
Yeah, I just recently wrapped it up. I decided to plead guilty for it instead of trying to take it to court and fighting it. And it's just a Class A misdemeanor. I paid $1,000, and $800 of it goes to the library. And then I can just get it expunged off my record after 3 years if I don't get in any more trouble, fingers crossed.
Well, that's not bad. I mean, all in all.
Mm-hmm.
How nervous were you when you were...
I got a lot more out of it than I did end up having to pay for it, so...
Oh, absolutely. So I watched the video the other day. How nervous were you during it? Because, I mean, obviously, you know, you keep looking around for people because you don't want to get caught. Was it like a super nerve-wracking thing?
Sort of. I mean, I was kind of nervous, but I didn't really think about it much at the time. I think I was more nervous when it got out, like what everyone was going to say and what was going to happen. But I mean, I was looking around trying not to get caught, but I don't think I was really thinking at the time.
Yeah. So what did your family think? Did you get any reaction from them when the video came out?
Oh, yeah. My parents had already known, so they were just called me and asked if I was okay and stuff like that. And my grandparents called me like crying, which was not fun to deal with. Like they thought I was still in school and all these things. And so they saw in the news I got kicked out of school for like masturbating the library and stuff, and they didn't understand anything. So they called me crying, and like everyone's just like want an explanation about what happened, and then after that they're like, well, good for you, like, that's, you know, do what you want to do. And they've been super supportive.
Well, that's cool. I know you're doing a lot of I know you're doing a lot of you do a lot of fundraising stuff. Can you tell us some about that?
Yeah, I don't know what gave me the idea. I just randomly decided that one night out of the month I was going to take all the money I make on cans and give it to a charity that I chose for that month. And month of September, I did it for the Against Malaria Foundation. I raised like $3,000.
Wow.
And then this last month, I was doing it for a breast cancer awareness foundation and research foundation, and I got sick like right before I was supposed to do it, so I had to postpone it, but I did the other day, and then it was fun. I had a, you know, like the color pink, I had everything pink, so that was fun to do. I made pink cupcakes and just played games, and the guys love it. I mean, some of them get irritated that I'm not taking private, so they say I'm boring, but I'm like, you don't understand what I'm doing, clearly, otherwise you wouldn't be saying that. But
Yeah, we've interviewed a lot of cam girls on here, and that's, I think that's the first time I've ever heard of anybody doing something like that. So that's pretty awesome.
That's cool.
So, of course, you, as we all do, we all love Mary Jane. When did you first start smoking weed and getting into it?
I started when I was 15. Basically, just like I had a bunch of friends that did it, and I never did it. Like, I was like, that's stupid, I'll never do it. And then I think I tried it one time, and my first time I hated it. Like, I think I thought I was teleporting somewhere, like, I thought I was somewhere else. Or I just, like, at the time I thought I was teleporting in my mind, but now I see I was just daydreaming. But like, I started thinking I was somewhere else, and I hated it. And then I started doing it more and more, and now I'm just like, I don't know, it's just a routine at this point. Like, it's smoke when I wake up and before I go to bed and like all this stuff, and I don't know, I just started really young at it.
So if I ask you about the highest you've ever been, is there a certain instance or event that comes to mind?
Probably the first time I ever took a dab. The dude that I got it from thought it was funny to give people, when it was their first time, like a big fat one because they didn't know any better. They did that to me. I died coughing, like I thought I was dead, and it just like my face got all hot and just like I started sweating, you know, like normal people do when they take dabs. And it was just like I went home and I thought I was melting into my bed. It was it was just like a whole new high, like I had never even gotten before. So yeah, I don't dab at all anymore. I think it's kind of gross, but yeah, that was my first time, and I got pretty stoned.
Wow, were you high during the library video?
Probably. Let's be honest. I smoke all the time on cam, so I, you know, I bet I was.
Yeah. So, do you have any favorite strains or anything, like any go-to strains?
I like Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
It's probably my favorite. I love the movie. I love the way it smells and the way it tastes. And it's really common down here in Salem. We always have it. So I think that one's my favorite. What about you?
That's awesome. We're in heavy black market territory. So pretty much anything that has a name that comes through is something good. Most of it is just, you know, here's what he's got this week.
Oh, yeah. Where are you located?
I'm in the Cincinnati area. It's
oh, okay, yeah.
It's prohibition everywhere. But, you know,
yeah.
It could be worse.
Probably expensive, too.
Yeah, it's, you know, the whole fucked up prohibition system is the black market is alive and well in a lot of places in this country, which sucks, but it's getting better slowly but surely.
Yeah, for sure. That's the best part.
So do you have any kind of projects or anything coming up that you want everybody to know about?
I don't know. I have a ton of ideas. I haven't really set anything into motion yet, but I just have so many different ideas I don't really want to share because I don't want people to steal them, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
But, I think with, weed just becoming legal here in Oregon and everything, I really want to start, a delivery service that just like,
oh, that's cool.
you know, delivers quality and all these cool different things you can, you know, like California is so advanced in that aspect for the medical part that we just are not. Like, there's, I can't think of any delivery places here, so.
Nobody stole
my idea, but I'm going to do that.
What about online, like social media? Where can people find you at?
You can find me on Twitter. My Twitter is KS Library Girl. I'm always on cams.com, playwithme.com. They're all connected, so when I webcam, you can find me on those, or playwithkendra.com. My website is librarygirl.xxx. And my Instagram is Kendra_Sunderland. I think that's it. That's where you can find anything you want to know about me or what I'm doing.
Awesome. Well, Kendra, I want to thank you for coming on the show. And anytime you have anything to promote or you want to come back on, just let me know.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks, Kendra. Have a good night.
You too.
Kendra Sunderland, KS Library Girl on Twitter. It's interesting. You never know what's going to happen. Like, she does a video at the library, and it's just, you know, her, so it's her job. She's doing her cam thing, and she does it, and then that's it. And then all of a sudden it goes viral, and she's known all over the country and all over the world. You never know. I need something like that. I need fucking something like that.